coming up on Eagles Game Plan.
If you can't tackle on this defense, you're not going to be out there. They threw this pass out here to Dez 6 times. They obviously thought they could get something out of it. We went up and tackled the guy 6 times, 4 from Darv and then 1 time from Jalen here.
So what the Eagles are facing this week with the Bears is a very multiple run game with 2 weapons. Jordan Howard, a sustaining runner, and Tariq Cohen, who's the explosive element in the Bears' offense.
One of the strengths of Carson Wentz is what happens under his helmet. He recognizes right now, John, that the Cowboys are going to play zone coverage. When he sees this, he right away wants to switch these 2 outside receivers, bring Alshon Jeffery to the inside, bring Torrey Smith to the outside, to give Alshon Jeffery an opportunity to work against this linebacker.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Eagles Game Plan presented by Verizon Wireless. I am John Clark, and the Eagles just keep rolling, and the defensive backs are playing pretty well here. Dak Prescott had a career-high 3 interceptions Sunday night against the Eagles in Dallas, and Dak Prescott, his longest pass completion was only 19 yards. So the Birds' defense is balling right now. To break it down is their secondary coach. Here is Corey Unlin with Ike Reese.
On Smith, the single setback. Again, they go to the shotgun, and this time, pass over the middle, and it's deflected and intercepted. And running with the football and finally out of bounds at the 15 is Rodney McLeod.
Joining us for tape study this week is Eagles defensive backs coach Corey Unlin. Coach, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Coach, your guys are a big talk around town, playing great defensive back coverage here. Another good game for them here against the Dallas Cowboys. Got a new member back here in the secondary.
Yeah, it's good to see him out there, isn't it?
Yeah, Ron Darby.
Good to see him.
Welcome back. He made an impact early in this game, Coach. You're going to see here he does a nice job of breaking up this pass and then causing an interception here for Rodney McLeod.
Yep. Obviously, everyone was obviously excited to see him back. It was good to have him back. Proud of him, the way he came out and played, tackled the whole thing here. Playing some off coverage here. Obviously, the tight end is off, which is a huge key for us. They obviously run the ball out of this. They can swap Witten back, hand this off, quarterback read, all that other stuff that comes off it with it. And then their favorite play action pass is to do the same action with it. And then they love this little bang action. So fake their zone read and then throw this ball out of here. These guys called this out, little hooty-hoo before the ball was snapped. So Rodney, a little assist on that. They both knew it was coming. And then if you go back just a little bit right there, love this by Darb. He does a great job of this, not opening up the gate, staying nice and square. So when he sticks that foot in the ground, he can come out with a hard angle right here and not round this thing off. He ends up going through there, ends up affecting the ball a little bit. And then obviously Rodney coming aggressive out of the post, knew it was coming. Great break by him. And then we end up getting that play there.
Really a nice job by Malcolm Jenkins. If you watch him here, Coach, pressure, he may have gotten a hand on this ball.
No, he gets a hand on this ball. So Malcolm's job on this play, right, obviously he's got the tight end. If the tight end goes back, then he ends up becoming a linebacker for us. And then he fits right here in this A-gap for us. And then obviously Malcolm, the way he triggers in all these runs all the time, he ends up in there. He just keeps going. He gets his hand on that ball, tips it there as it comes out of his hand. Yeah. Nice little redirection.
Nice job.
Aggressive play there by everybody. Yep.
Taking the ball away. And then we mentioned Ron Darby coming back into the fold. You got a 3rd and long situation here. Force Dak to put the ball up down the field. Ronald does a great job sitting back here in his back pedal, reading the quarterback's eyes.
Yep, another good play here. Obviously, we're in 3rd and long. The play that's not on here, if you guys remember it, it was 2nd and 22. And they threw a catch and run down here, and Pat Robinson was over here in the slot, and he ended up making that tackle for like 4 yards, which is a huge play, which sets this play up. They go max protection here. We're playing a softer zone back here because we know that this ball's probably going to get checked down. And then Dallas ends up going chip-chip on this, so they're going to try to actually tack this ball and then get it down the field. Great job by Darb. Good body position here by Rodney. Great awareness here by Malcolm right now with the 2 guys off the chip, which can allow this ball to get down to the field. So he ends up softening this thing up and making sure that this ball does not go running through us. And then we're just kind of soft over here. These guys are playing off the quarterback. Eyes and then great vision here by Darb, not getting too deep on this and then coming up here and undercutting this and then snatching this ball.
As I'm looking at the defense, Coach, pre-snap, I'm noticing even when the ball is snapped, everyone has their eyes back on the quarterback.
Yeah, in this defense right here, in this situation, obviously we try to play as visual as we can. I mean, we're not worried about the ball getting thrown down here. If they throw it down here, then obviously we can go up there and whack that guy down and get off the field. But as he holds this ball, then obviously everything's predicted on which way the quarterback's going. He's looking to the right. We're going to melt to the right. If he's looking to the left, we're melting to the left. So good discipline there by everybody, and then great play. Good to see him get on the board early in that game.
Ronald picked that off. I'm not sure Malcolm wouldn't have picked that
off. Yeah, he was not happy. We just watched that in the meeting room. He was not happy about that.
Yeah, stole the interception from him. And then I'm noticing this year, Coach. These guys, you're going to play cornerback in this defense. you had better be able to come up and tackle. Dallas does a nice job. They like getting the ball out here to Dez Bryant one-on-one to see if he can break a tackle. Great job from Jalen Mills coming up.
Yeah, if you can't tackle in this defense, you're not going to be out there. Yeah. So I'm proud of all these guys, both of these guys in the game. They threw this pass out here to Dez six times. They obviously thought they could get something out of it. We went up and tackled the guy six times, four from Darb and then one time from Jalen here, which is a great play. But if you can't tackle on the perimeter in this defense, you're not going to be out there. And that goes back to Rasul, Watt. They've all done it, whoever's been out there. So great play here by Jalen. Jalen brought this up during preparation. If you can go back. Dez is big at this. He catches the ball right here, and then obviously we know Dez is a big, powerful man, and then he loves this stiff arm. So Jalen does a heck of a job right here, not letting his face get in there and getting pushed down to the ground. He actually goes up and arm bars this thing, grabs his arm, and then just whacks him right on his face right there. Great tackle. And then just a little something extra there at the end.
Like
great
that.
Play by him, yeah.
You certainly got to have that
snap. Yeah.
To play here.
Yep.
So the corners have been doing a great job of this all year long. You watch here, Coach, this guy, I know you guys got to be happy with the way Patrick Robinson has played this year.
Yeah, really pleased with Pat. I mean, guys played a long ball. I've said that a couple times this year. This guy's not new, you know. I mean, he's new to us, but the guy's been in the league for a while. He's played. He understands the game. He works hard. He has taken that nickel position, and obviously we know that he's played outside for us this year too, but in this spot and this week especially against this player right here who is a good player. I mean, that guy's one of the better slot players in the league. Quick, everything about the guy. And then Pat, great preparation all week. We ran a bunch of these plays at him. He knew that he had to win in these situations. They've got a normal split formation here, and then when they get into this, they love Witten just on an option route over here on Malcolm, and then they'll just try to go up there and just tack your leverage. Great job by Pat here staying square. Doesn't open up the gate and then kind of just try to shield this thing off, because if he opens his gate up and then he ends up inside leverage, and it's just going to run away from him. So good job by him staying square. And then when he pushes off here and then tries to run to this flat, Pat can get underneath here, low shoulder this thing, gets his eyes back in perfect timing right there, and then gets it with his left hand. Great play. I think we ended up being 80% on third down, which obviously was a key force to help us win that game.
Tape Study is brought to you by Chickies and Pete's, proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles. Coming up, we're going to look at Carson Wentz and the confidence he's starting to show in Alshon Jeffrey. Is that a sign of things to come with these two? We're going to answer that later. But first, let's look at the Chicago Bears offense. What are they going to do to try to attack the Eagles defense on Sunday at the Link? We're going to cover that and a lot more when Eagles Game Plan, presented by Verizon Wireless, comes right back. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Verizon Wireless, the official wireless network of the Philadelphia Eagles. NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. McDonald's, I'm loving it. And by AAA, the right call for every drive. Visit AAA.com today. Enemy Intel is brought to you by Rothman Institute at Jefferson, the official orthopedic and healthcare partner of the Philadelphia Eagles.
This weekend, we have a really good matchup. The Philadelphia Eagles defense, the number one rushing defense in the NFL, versus the Chicago Bears and their run offense. Now, their entire offense starts with the run game, and Jordan Howard is one of the best outside zone runners in the NFL. That's the foundation staple run for the Bears, and the Eagles must stop that run. Let's take a look at a couple of runs from last week against the Lions, because this really shows the Bears running game in all its different forms. And of course, we're going to start with outside zone. Now, in outside zone, the back takes an outside path, and he stays on that outside path until color shows. But there's some really good blocks inside here on the front side. Really well done by the Bears offensive line, even working up to the second level. But what you see here is Howard sees color appear outside of him. He then cuts it inside, and because of all the excellent blocks play side, he's able to gain 7 yards. Might not seem like a lot, but it was 2nd and 6. It gets a first down. That's the kind of runner Howard is. He's a sustaining back, not necessarily a big play back. Now, the Bears also have a more explosive back in Tariq Cohen, and they line him up all over. This particular play was a Bears touchdown in the 4th quarter. It's a play we call 90 flip. It's really the action of the O-line and the quarterback that influences the defense. Then you toss the ball to Cohen, you get him on the perimeter, and you see the quickness and the speed. Cohen is someone that the Eagles must be aware of. He's a very versatile player, and he'll get a lot of snaps. Now, the final piece of the puzzle with this run game is when the Bears have Howard and Cohen on the field together. They do that on a lot of snaps. Here, what you're going to see is a pistol look. You have Mitchell Trubisky in the shotgun. Cohen is behind him. Howard is offset to Trubisky's right. What they're going to run here, basically, is just a straight power play. But with Cohen in the backfield, it puts a little bit of a different burden on the defense. So you just get a straight power play with Howard. He runs for 10-plus yards. You get another first down. So what the Eagles are facing this week with the Bears is a very multiple run game with two weapons. Jordan Howard, a sustaining runner whose foundation run is outside zone, and Tariq Cohen, who's the explosive element in the Bears' offense.
All right, Ike, you can see what the Bears are going to do with their rushing attack. The Eagles, they still haven't given up a 100-yard rusher in 20 straight games. That's the longest streak in the NFL. But the Cowboys did have over 100 rushing yards. What did you see from the Birds' front seven in that game?
Well, things that they hadn't done in the previous 10 games, which is keep great gap control. And what you're going to get here with the Cowboys is nice play design. See, the Cowboys, they want to get you running sideways, right? And that's what you're going to get. And then you're going to see the tight end come back here. He's going to seal off this block here on the backside. But because we're in man coverage, this also brings Jalen Mills over to that side. And where the Eagles get in a little trouble is that we get out of our lane responsibilities. Nice job of Fletcher pressing the line of scrimmage. Nice job right here of Brandon Graham setting the edge. You got Tim Journeyman getting upfield. Now here's where we get in trouble. You got Vinnie Curry. You got to anchor down right here. You can't be washed this far down in the lane. And then we're going to get in a little bit of a quandary when you get Nigel Bradham and Jalen Mills here not knowing where to properly fit against these blocks. So as you let the play go a little bit, they got it pretty much attacked. And then here, you got the running back here. You got enough defenders here to make the stop, but we have to be gap sound. Nigel has to fill on this side because he has to know he has Jalen Mills there for his help on that side. And then Alfred Morris doesn't have anywhere to go. Got to do a better job here on the outside, squeezing down a little more. That will prevent this open lane right here. You got too many defenders on this side, not enough defenders squeezing down in here. That opens up the lane for Alfred Morris. Eagles have been doing a great job throughout the season of pressing the line of scrimmage, not going east and west, really going north and south, and really getting the running backs before they get going. With these two running backs that the Chicago Bears have, and Jordan Howard and Tariq Cohen, got to make sure you got two different styles of runners, right? You got a big guy and Jordan Howard who is going to hit the hole downhill, get behind the shoulder pass. Tariq Cohen is a guy that you may need to be a little more patient with because he's a cutback guy. He's a guy who likes to hide behind those blockers and then spring one on you like Darren Sproles did.
Coming up, we're going to talk about the developing chemistry between Carson Wentz and Alshon Jeffrey. What is number 17 going to do against his old team this weekend? We'll take a look at that when we return on Eagles Gameplay, presented by Verizon Wireless.
This week, the Eagles play the Chicago Bears defense. Obviously, we know all about the Eagles offense, how good they are in all areas under Carson Wentz. Third down, red zone, the Eagles running game becoming dominant at times as it was a week ago against the Dallas Cowboys. But don't undersell the Chicago Bears defense. They have one of the best coordinators in the league in Vic Fangio. He's been doing this a long, long time, and he's very good. A lot of different looks. Very often what you get before the snap is not what you get after the snap. Up front with the front seven, Hakeem Hicks playing outstanding football at defensive tackle. And what Vic Fangio has done really well throughout his career is blitzes. It's more of the zone variety, which means you're not necessarily looking to overwhelm with numbers, but you try to create some matchups. And here's a great example of that, where it's a zone blitz from the right side of the offense, the left side of the defense. And what they do here is they have Hicks cross the guard's face, and he now takes on the center. That's a matchup that the Bears will take every time. Just like we talk about Fletcher Cox on a center, you get Akeem Hicks on a center, and he bull rushes, and he wins. So this is what the Eagles are facing. And for Carson Wentz, he has to be aware of the different looks he's going to get in the secondary.
All right, Mike, we've seen what the Bears can do pressure-wise, fifth in the NFL in sacks. But when they come out in their formation defensively and Carson sees certain things about the coverage, This is pretty amazing what Carson was able to do in the Cowboys game, and he could do this against the Bears, too.
Well, one of the strengths of Carson Wentz is what happens under his helmet. He sees a lot of things. He's able to make adjustments. He recognizes right now, John, that the Cowboys are going to play zone coverage with a cornerback over Zach Ertz. And when he sees this, a linebacker lined up on the guy inside, he right away wants to switch these two outside receivers, bring Alshon Jeffrey to the inside, bring Torrey Smith to the outside, to give Alshon Jeffrey an opportunity to work against this linebacker. So then he knows all he really needs to do is manipulate this guy just a little bit to get him off that hash mark, get him leaning to this side, and then get the throw down inside or outside the hash mark to his big-bodied receiver, Alshon Jeffrey. A lot of things happen under that helmet pre-snap for Carson Wentz, and that's one of the strengths of this offense.
And the receivers are ready for this.
The two of them switch, get Alshon Jeffrey to the inside, and they understand exactly what's going on. They know the routes from each of these positions, so it doesn't matter which guy's in which spot, but this guy wants this guy in that spot.
When the play does start, you see Carson, he looks off to that side. Tell me how much that changes the defense and the coverage over here.
Well, what it does is it opens up this window for him to get the football to Alshon Jeffrey. What he wants to do is move this guy. If he leaves this guy outside the hash, he's going to affect that throw. But when he manipulates this guy, gets him moving to that left side, then he knows he's got a wide open target. So all he really wants to do when he sets is look him off, and it also gets the linebackers looking this way. They're moving that way. And it just opens up a nice window for him to get the ball to Alshon Jeffrey down the field.
And as we watch it, Alshon Jeffrey now has 4 touchdowns over his last 3 games, averaging like 17 and a half yards a play. Are we starting to see a connection with Carson and Alshon?
I think it just depends on the week. You're going to see different weeks it's going to be Zach Ertz. Different weeks is going to be Alshon Jeffrey, but I think the guy that's open is the guy that he wants to get the ball to.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Eagles Game Plan presented by Verizon Wireless. And the Eagles do not want to have a letdown against a Bears team that is only scoring about 17 points a game. Only the Giants have scored fewer in the NFC. What do they have to worry about with the Bears quarterback?
Well, when you look at the young quarterback, number 2 overall pick out of North Carolina, Mitch Trubisky, since they put him into the starting lineup, I think he's given this offense a little bit of juice, right? So they move the ball, they certainly play hard, and he's capable of making plays with his arm and his leg. So what I believe Jim Schwartz is going to have to do here is mix it up on him a little bit. You take a look at the last week's game against the Cowboys. This is a well-designed offensive play from the Dallas Cowboys. You're going to have 2 receivers coming in on the backside that come open, but because of the rush that he's getting up front, and you watch how Nigel Bradham is able to drop back into this window, that's where Dak Prescott wants to go with the football, but he has to pull it down. Pressure in his face coupled with the mixed coverage you get on the back end, that's what you're going to have to do to a guy like Mitch Trubisky, still young as a starting quarterback in this league. You got to kind of confuse him.
And amazingly, the Eagles defense hasn't given up a passing play over 31 yards over the last 6 weeks. That is pretty amazing. Mike Quick, Eagles are the second best rushing team in the NFL. Ground and pound.
John, they have to continue that. They have to continue to run the football. They can be dominant when they choose to stick to the run, commit to running the football. And if you watch them here, this is a power move by the tackle, Vitae, pulling to the right side and leading up through the hole. And such a nice job at the second level by Jason Kelce, getting to the linebacker. Then it's just up to the running back. Committing to the run against this defense, that's a middle-of-the-road defensive run team, that's going to be a key against the Chicago Bears.
Mike Quick's message, keep it going. Amazingly, this is the Eagles' only home game until Christmas night. Then they hit the road. So this is a big one to get this at home before they go for those 2 tough road games, right?
No doubt.
All right. Mike Quick, Ike Reese, I'm John Clark. Thanks for watching Eagles Game Plan presented by Verizon Wireless. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Verizon Wireless, the official wireless network of the Philadelphia Eagles. NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. McDonald's, I'm loving it. And by AAA, the right call for every drive. Visit AAA.com today.